Hello and welcome to the Permabyte for Friday, May 9th, 2014, presented by the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, a listener-supported program. I want to share with you the model that's emerging to create a permaculture design course that is individually accessible. So the direction that I'm moving in is to create a one-on-one correspondence-style course that provides personal attention to every student, that is more of a guide and apprentice program than necessarily a teacher-student model within a classroom. So what I would like to do is have an open enrollment method that allows anyone who's interested to sign up when they want to and progress through the course at your own pace. This should allow someone who is focused and has the time to get through the class in as little as probably 3 to 4 months, as the project work can be very heavy at times. But within that, I could allow for up to 24 months for someone to work through the course if necessary. Because this is a global offering, and I do have students in the current PDC Plus who are in South America, that there does need to be a balance of both the seasons and cultural timings, and to be aware of that and how that can impact a student's ability to respond to coursework. And another piece of that was also that some students, because of the seasonality of their careers, had slower and faster paced times throughout the year for their jobs, which impacted their ability to respond to the class. So I want to be able to provide a space where they can respond to that. Any projects and work that students complete will be posted to an online classroom, because that will provide some organization and structure and give a central clearinghouse for guest instructors and teaching assistants, as well as myself, to see student work and respond to it. With this, for every student, it's more like having multiple teachers to one student than you might have elsewhere, and provide an opportunity where student questions can be responded to by a number of individuals. With this method, in order to deliver classwork, I've arranged the material into 5 main sections containing 13 different units. The idea here is that Section 1 contains only Unit 1 and functions as an introduction to the course, as well as an assessment for the instructors and teaching assistants to know where it is that you're coming from. Then Section 2 would cover Units 2, 3, and 4. Section 3, Units 5, 6, 7, and 8. Section 4, Units 9, 10, 11, and 12. And that would complete the primary coursework, with the last section being Unit 13, which would be wrap-up and your final design project. The wrap-up being an opportunity to ask any final questions before you complete and turn in that last project. With that, each of those sections and units that you would receive are designed just as an overview of each of the pieces that you'll be working through. And then what I'll be doing in order to provide that individualized attention to investigate your strengths and weaknesses as a designer so that you can really get good at this is that as you complete a unit and begin the next one, that you'll also receive an additional assignment sheet, which will give you additional readings, material to listen to, videos to watch in order to help round out what was learned from the previous unit on the current material that you're working on. There will also be discussions for you to join in the classroom software that you can answer at any time as part of your program as you move through the different pieces. As even though students will have an opportunity to enroll and work through the material at their own pace, you will be organized with other people who sign up around the same time to provide you other perspectives and people to network with and interact with as part of your course. I'm also continuing to work with guest contributors to be an ongoing part of the program and contribute more material so you can have additional perspectives beyond my own and those of the teaching assistants, as well as to have guest instructors with the correspondence course model work with someone who has a particular niche within permaculture, allow you an opportunity to post questions that can be assembled and sent to that individual, and then have them respond as kind of a Q&A to continue to round out your understanding of the material. I'm also looking at how to do online conferencing as office hours, where I can offer a session a week at various times to help work with the various time zone considerations that we have around the world so that folks can come together. We can talk about material and work through that as well, using something like Google Hangouts or Skype or GoToMeeting. The pricing for this course is $75 to $125 per unit for units 1 through 12, with your final project, unit 13, being included in that price. You can pay by the unit, by the section, or all at once if you'd like. With that said, I don't want to turn anyone away. If price is an issue, please get in touch with me, and we might be able to work something out. Also, if you're someone who has completed a PDC or is in a place in your life where you would like to help someone else take a class, please contact me about providing scholarships for others so that we can help pay forward this good work. Enrollment for this model is open now, as soon as this goes out, with the course starting June 1st, 2014. However, because of the one-on-one nature of this program, I do need to limit the number of individuals who are enrolled at any one time, so there is not a website or link where you can go sign up. You'll need to contact me directly. Also, if you're interested in providing scholarships for this program, do the same. Email show@thepermaculturepodcast.com or give me a call, 717-827-6266. And as I say at the beginning of this program, the Permaculture Podcast is still primarily listener-supported, and I need your help to keep things going. Go to thepermaculturepodcast.com/support and find out how you can lend a hand through small recurring monthly contributions or one-time donations. Anything you can do to help is greatly appreciated. That's going to bring this Permabyte, presented by the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, to a close. I will join you again on Monday, May 12th, 2014, for the next Permabyte. In the meantime, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other.